With your permission, I'll be very brief this afternoon. Maybe you didn't hear me. With your permission, I'll be brief this afternoon. That is the sort of response I was expecting. There is so much that someone is who's on the other side of high school is tempted to say to high school graduates, and so much you are tempted to totally tune out. So I beg you, will you just listen to me a little bit? Let me get my notes out. I've really devoted some thought to what I want to say to you today. And here it is. You make me say... Oh, wrong notes. Here we go. This is my philosophy of life in a nutshell. Fill what's empty, empty what's full, scratch where it itches. If you do these things, your life will go well. Now, allow me to unpack that for you. Fill what's empty, empty what's full, scratch where it itches. Fill what's empty. Right now, your life seems very full of relationships, but several of you have gotten up here and almost in tears began to talk about the great relational trauma that's going to occur in your lives. You're going to go your separate ways. And even if some of you wind up going to the same college or getting a job at the same place or whatever you do after you graduate from high school, you won't be as close to the people that you went to high school with as you think you will be. It's just one of those things that happens in life. You grow and you change. And as a result, your reservoir of relationships, which seems so full right now, is about to become very, very empty. And you, many of you, in just a few months, are going to be total strangers in a place where you know no one. And you've got to fill what's empty. You see, your friends will determine the direction and the quality of your life. I promise you, your friends will determine the direction and the quality of your life. You will become more like them, and they will become more like you. So please heed me when I say, select your friendships very, very carefully. The first friendships you make on your own as a young adult are the ones that are really going to affect the trajectory of your life in a major way, in ways you cannot even begin to comprehend. And the thing about friendship is it's not an accidental thing. You don't just fall into friendship, you know, walking along, oh, wow, we're best buds, I'll die for you. Friendship is a choice that two people enter into. You begin walking through life, you meet someone, and there's a spark of chemistry, like, hey, you know, you're kind of a funny person, you know, you're cool, you're good at this, I like that too. You start to hang out more, and at each step along the way, you each make an agreement with one another. Maybe not verbally, in fact, if you did it verbally, it'd be kind of weird. Let us go from acquaintances to friends. Let us go from friends to best friends. That'd be sort of awkward. But you sort of internally are doing this. You're measuring, and then you're saying, I'm going to move one step further. We'll get a little bit closer. I'll let you in on this part of my life. And eventually, I'll just become totally transparent with you. You can ask me any question, I'll tell you the truth. And I expect the same privilege of your life. That last group, those are the ones that I'm talking about. I'm not saying become some sort of, you know, uppity, holier-than-thou snob who won't associate with anybody who's not up to your little petty standards. No, you're going to have acquaintances with many, many people. And you'll have light friendships with many, many people. But those you let into the core of your life, guard that carefully. Choose that very, very cautiously, especially those of you who are going off to college. Listen to me. I deal with college freshmen every year. Your first 48 hours on campus are so crucial. Seek out Christian community deliberately. If the sun sets on your first day of campus and you haven't at least found out the name of a Christian group on campus, you're already behind. Please promise me you will do that. Fill what's empty. Second, you got to empty what's full. I remember this story. There was a young man who went off to college, and he was so excited to be there. And the dean of men at the university, a very, very stodgy old man, called all the young freshmen together and said, young men, I want to talk to you. I was a young man once, and I know what's on your minds. Young men, think about one thing only, young women. And so I want to tell you that this school has very strict policies. And if you were ever discovered in the women's dormitory, you will have a $50 fine applied to your account. The second time that you are discovered in the women's dormitory, you will have a $100 fine applied to your account. And the third time that you are discovered in the women's dormitory, you will have a $500 fine applied to your account. Well, the young man thought about it for a minute, and from the back of the room, he sheepishly raised his hand. And the dean said, yes, young man, what is it? Well, then how much for a season pass? What is it that you are full of you need to empty yourself of? The passions of youth. It is just true that you are filled with desires, and they're not all sexual, although that's a big part of it. Let's not kid ourselves. You guys are just little hormones walking around with skin on. But you've got to, in your 20s, in your late teens, as you're transitioning into young adulthood, you've really got to learn the art of self-control, of not being driven by your passions and your whims and your desires and temptations, but instead of becoming your own master and of living a life of discipline. And so I beg you, empty what's full. drain yourself of the thing that consumes you and allow yourself to instead be consumed by God. If you will do that, you will do very, very well. If you learn only one thing in your 20s, if you learn how to control yourself, you will set the stage for a lifetime of success. This is a great lie our culture tells us. That youth is where it's at. That you will never have a time of your life like this again. That it will never be as good as it is now. These are the best days of your life. Treasure them. That's a lie. I want to tell you, it gets better the longer you live. And so if you do only one thing in your 20s, make the rest of your life as good as you can by learning the art of self-control. Last point, scratch where it itches. Scratch where it itches. There's this guy who went to med school. And man, you have to take a lot of classes in med school that are not related to medicine at all. So he's sitting in physics one day. And finally in the back, he just sticks his hand up. Hey, why are we studying this stuff? I want to learn how to cut people up and heal them. Why am I studying physics? And the professor said, because it saves lives. And he kept teaching. No. How in the world does physics save lives? Well, for one thing, it keeps idiots out of med school. Scratch where it itches. Right now, you guys have got a lot of curiosity. You ought to, at least. You should be interested in very many things. I heard a couple of comments, and it's great. You know, hey, you're a future doctor, you're a future a golfer, you're a future this, that, the other. Maybe. But then maybe not. You never know what life holds. You're so full of curiosities and interests right now, and you don't even know what you like doing yet or what you're really good at. You think you do, but you've got so much to learn. I beg you, follow your interests. Just, you never know what will be useful later in life. You never know what will really make a difference. The most influential female executive in America today, Carly Fiorina, CEO of Hewlett Packard, guess what she majored in college? She double majored in poetry and medieval history. And now she's leading one of the most important companies in the world. You just don't know what will prove useful to you in life. Follow your interest. Explore yourself widely. And then launch into life and suck it dry. Grab it for all it's worth. There's a lot more I could say. You don't want to hear it. And quite frankly, I don't want to say it. So remember, fill what's empty, empty what's full, scratch where it itches. May the Spirit of God be upon you and go with you. And may He guide you all the days of your life. God bless.